Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellison. It's Tuesday, March 16th, 2010.
We are back, episode 6.01.
They're back.
The start of the sixth season. It took us a little while. We had to negotiate.
Him and Hall.
Well, Jeffrey had to negotiate with me, as it turns out. And Jeffrey still doesn't know the full extent of the negotiation.
I don't, but I'm anxious to hear. But I do want to thank Nacho, who's really the one who pushed me over the edge with this little ditty that he sent us via email.
Yeah. So,
what a finish.
Popular song in the 80s. Does Nacho realize that the
guy
was talking about a woman not leaving him?
Right, he was talking to you.
So apparently he sees you as his girl.
No, Jeffrey. He sees you as his girl.
He sees you as his girl.
That was Casey and the Sunshine Band, by the way. Please don't go.
Don't go! I'm begging you to stay. Well, he begged. Unfortunately, Jeffrey, he begged too late. We had already decided.
Yeah, but it was just by a matter of moments.
That we were...
In the creepy space-time continuum, it was just a matter of moments.
Right.
Steven basically said, what on earth is going on in the NFL? And he was having a conniption, and he needed to vent. He needed to rant and rave. And I'm like, dude, we don't have an avenue to rant and rave because you said that, you know, you're not sure and you got a lot going on. Schedule's weird and everything like that. And so just deal with it. Deal with your frustration.
Season six, let's rant and rave.
Oh!
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
And I got in the first one of season six.
Yes.
I had Steven, I did the little pinch thing that says, the levels might be a little high. And Steven's like, seriously? He looks over at the board and he starts to dial it in. I'm like, it was a joke. I do that every show.
Yes.
And he forgot. We've been so out of practice.
We are so
out of
practice.
So break it down, Steven, exactly what happened. What transpired?
What's transpired with what?
With you. I mean, we did not mean to leave the last show in so much ambiguity. That was no way.
We didn't mean, or you didn't mean. I didn't mean it, but.
You didn't mean it, and I didn't mean it, so I said we didn't mean. Is that an unfair statement?
I don't know.
Unfair characterization?
You're the one who started talking about it.
I did.
I was not talking about
it
at all.
But let me say this in my defense, shall I?
Here's the
defense. We went out to a very nice dinner. The Ellis family and the Miranda family went to the Wood Ranch in Arcadia. Beautiful restaurant.
Yes.
Love great meat.
Are they paying us for this?
No, they aren't, but they should. Right. They butterfly Stevens. Tri-tip, so that it's well done, which is the way he likes it. I like mine bloody. So we couldn't be more different. And we have a lot of talking, and Steve is like, well, you know, next year we should do this. So I thought that he had kind of made up his mind, and I thought we could just kind of let it flow. But apparently there was still a lot to be decided, and so I created a brouhaha unknowingly, and
yes.
I left it in a very awkward state, and for that I completely apologize.
Well, one of the things that you will have to do, Jeffrey, is start coming over to my house. We're moving the studio back to Casa de Miranda.
What the Sam Hill?
That's part of the negotiation.
Where are we gonna do this?
I figure that we do it
the front room where it echoes like mad.
No, we'll work on that. But we set up our microphones looking out the bay window like we're in an actual studio.
And we'll have your neighbors come around and watch.
And watch us.
It'll be like the poor man's ESPN zone.
That's exactly what it's gonna be.
The problem
we'll
is the acoustics are gonna
on the
suck.
Outside. And we'll, you know, we've got this window that we look out into the world.
And it's not like there's any noise ordinances up where you live, as those biker guys across the street could attest to.
Well, we'll work it out.
We will work it out.
Somehow.
We will work it out. So you want to do season six at your house.
Yes.
Now, you just dropped this on me just now, of course, because you figured that's the best way to do it, because we can't get into a freaking drag-out argument on the show.
Well, it's food for thought. How about that?
Oh, it's certainly fodder and food for thought. Yes, I don't disagree in the unfairness of you having to come here all the time.
Yes.
Okay, just that being said.
Okay.
It just so happens that we have this lovely sitting area here in my bedroom.
We do.
With full curtains, which kind of try to deaden some of the sound and try and create a more acoustically appropriate environment. Your front room is tile floors and bare walls.
Well, we'll figure it out.
I mean, we need full-on foam. We're going to have to foam core the whole thing.
Foam the area where we sit, yes.
Well, we ever get the kitchen remodeled, then the tapestry's got to go. but you know what? That's been postponed now another week.
What?
Yeah, Steve,
your kitchen remodel has been postponed 3 times already.
It should be finished by the time they will actually have started.
Oh, that's not good.
And
that's not good.
I don't like things unfinished. I'm not an unfinished kind of guy. So,
but this all to say, we're back.
We're back and we're front. You know, we're front and back.
Yeah, we are.
It's a joke I like. I'm sorry. I'm probably the only one who likes it.
We're
what are
back.
You
he's back. Whatever you want to say, he's back, right? Isn't it? He's back. Or we're back.
No,
or he's back.
I'll be back.
Well, there's
is
I'll
that
be
what
back.
You're thinking yeah, of?
No, there's no. Who was it that he's back? You know,
they're back. Is it Poltergeist? The little girl?
Maybe
at
the Poltergeist one. But
and go ahead, send me emails.
Yes,
this is season
it's
6.
It's a new job.
I don't care.
Send them emails.
I don't care.
About who says he's back?
I don't care.
Back.
I don't care. Flood my inbox.
We
I don't
back.
Care.
Yes.
It's a whole new season. A whole new world.
Oh, a whole
a
new,
new
world.
Fantastic carpet ride.
Yes, yes. Well,
yeah.
I'm just, I there's just so much.
I love you, man.
I love you too. This
and guess what?
Yeah.
I am my brother's keeper, baby.
I am my brother-in-law's keeper. I am.
You are?
And I tried to break you. The thing that occurred to me, the reason that, to me, the thing that pushed me over the edge, I wasn't too much on the fence. I was all in on this. But it occurred to me when I was out with a friend, and we were out, and we had a beer, and we were laughing. And I thought, you know, I need to laugh a lot more. Steven needs to laugh a lot more.
I don't know what laughter is.
I don't know. Exactly my point. I don't know what laughter is. That would be a prescription for disaster. And so laughter is the best medicine of all. I actually send patients to comedy clubs.
I see.
Because I so believe in laughter and the power of laughter. And
yes.
This is our playground. This is where we laugh. Steven, I was listening to the Ravy show, which was rather weird.
The Ravy show was awesome, by the way.
It was weird. I wouldn't go awesome on it, but it was weird. And season 6, trust me, will be the best season ever.
When you get an email from someone who had to go through the devastation in Chile, and he says, I'm driving down the highway looking at all of the tragedy here, but somehow listening to the Ravy show, you guys have managed to put a smile on my face, and I am laughing out loud.
He did not send that to me. That's
apparently I think you posted it on Facebook.
Oh, okay, that maybe.
But I think that's just cool.
No, that's way cool.
And that there was that email, then there was an email by Sharon.
Oh my gosh, Sharon's email almost made me cry.
She's awful.
Sharon.
So
come on.
So that you know that right there, that's automatic nomination for listener
of the year. She didn't mean
for
to.
Next,
here's
for next
Sharon's
season.
Email.
Yeah.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you guys for another great season. I can't imagine how much effort it's take to produce the show while juggling all your other commitments. Like Steven, I work in IT, and I know it is a tendency to drain the energy out of you, and on some days, more like sucking the life force out of you and leaving you limp, lifeless body in an alley.
Yes.
She does know what it's like to work in IT.
She does.
And I honestly don't know how you have the energy to do anything else. Anyway, I was kind of sad at the end of the last podcast, so I wanted to say
thanks
that
to
if
Jeffrey.
You guys... Shut up! Jerk. If you guys decide to hang it up, we will certainly understand and appreciate that decision. I know I speak for thousands of listeners when I say we'll miss you, but the fact is that you have managed to make us care far more about you as people than about your contribution to personal entertainment lives. I read that probably wrong. As people then about your contribution to our personal entertainment lives.
Yeah.
So do what you have to do and know that we have your back for whatever that's worth. If there's season six, I'll be delighted. If not, we'll know it's the right decision for you. Just don't fall off the radar completely. That would suck. I'm just saying. Is all. Have a great off season, however long it is. Enjoy your families.
Well, I must admit that email did kind of push me over the edge a little bit.
And then we got a couple of new show donors. I think people like saying, please don't go away. Here's some money. Here's
By
some
the
money.
Way, did you get back to those new show donors?
Always.
Okay.
Because I
got
I
an
get
email
delinquent.
Or two that was like, hey,
the
I
thing
haven't
we got... haven't resolved is the other thing.
The other thing.
That'd be fantasy football prizes.
Yes, we do. And for everybody who won a prize in fantasy football, I apologize very, very
profusely.
Yes, profusely. You can say that. I do know who won every league.
Yeah, we got it.
We've got all the names. I got to put together the nice little email that goes out and asks you what it is you're looking for, whether you want an autograph or not, and all that stuff. That should go out by the end of this week. And then once we get your email back with your answers, we'll ship that stuff away.
Now, for those who are overseas again, if you read the fine print, we're only liable for some of the duty tax on that.
That's
we're only
right.
liable for so much of the shipping because it can get pricey. And for those of you overseas, since we're doing season six, it seems likely we'll be in London this year. It seems very likely that we'll be in London. We can't commit completely.
Yes.
But things with Sky are actually moving forward. Rich actually sat down to record a clip, his thank you acceptance speech.
Yes.
He sat
and
down
did
to
he
record.
Send it in?
He it botched. He didn't realize how difficult it is recording. He says he now has new appreciation, but Rich was actually he was so funny about that. He said he and the wife was tickled to hear his name mentioned.
Yeah.
That she now likes us.
Well, there you go.
She didn't like us before, but she does now.
Oh, that's
so
funny.
Things are moving forward with Sky. They're talking early about possibly hooking us up early instead of waiting
that.
Till the last minute.
I'm all for that.
We're talking about a draft kind of thing.
I'll talk
and,
about
a
draft
combine
all they
thing.
Want
yeah.
me to do.
So, but you see this though?
Yeah,
you got to hear this.
Yes. What is that?
Well, the wife wants
they
me
want
to
us
try
to grow a beard.
The wife wants to see some facial hair on me. She hasn't seen it in a long time.
I see.
And she's like, "It's the off season. You're not going to be on TV for a while, so grow it out." I'm like, yeah. Well, maybe on TV sooner than you think. I don't know. But for the time being, growing it out.
Yeah, stop doing that. That's kind of scary.
It's not scary. It can be annoying, but it can't be scary.
This is one day, and that's already longer than yours. So what's your problem?
It's not longer than mine.
Yeah,
I can't even
is.
See. Whatever. So,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Not impressed. This is three days.
You got peach fuzz.
No, the boys got peach fuzz.
You get peach fuzz in 3 days, and I get a full beard in 3 days.
Yeah, but you don't look like Santa Claus after 3 days.
This
is my problem.
I don't want to look like
Santa
Claus.
I'm like, hon, I'm going to look like your dad.
That's why I... That's kind of...
Well, her dad was a great guy.
No, I understand.
But white
but,
beard, you know.
Yeah, but no, but don't...
White's not just, brown. I just want to say, white's
yes.
not brown.
Just the ancestral images that flow through my brain when you say that you're
See,
gonna look
and
like
you
dad.
Accuse me of
what?
The twisted brain.
Well, you said
what?
You're going to look like her dad.
What? Maybe she misses her father. Okay. Man's been dead for 13 years.
Well, I'm very sorry.
12
sorry
years,
about
yeah.
That. Yes.
So maybe she All misses right. him and just wants a guy, you know, with some little white fuzzy hair.
So here's what we got today.
We got a short show NFL. Relative to Rants and Raves.
Relative, although there is some good news for in the Steven Miranda front. Where
you're wearing a Dallas Cowboys t-shirt. What's new about your front?
Well, the front is that that I will be able to do some work from home.
And therefore
I might not be as cranky when I do the show.
I see.
How about that? So the show might be a lot more fun.
There won't be is what's the word, Steven? I don't remember the word.
The
catty. It might not be as catty. That was the word.
The hostilities that I would bring sometimes.
Might not be as catty. As Sharon said, the IT world is an unkind place. If things work, no one notices you.
Yes.
When things don't work, whether it's your fault, and this includes light bulbs, air conditioning, seriously, anything that has electricity that runs through it, everyone blames on IT. I've been in that world. Dude, my AC's not working. I'm like, That's not. That's a building services issue.
Call the engineering people.
That's
of the
not
building.
My department. My phone's not working. Why is that an IT thing? Because your phone's not working.
Well, some that might be IT now if you're doing voice over IP and stuff.
DAU, but. Man, dumb users. So we call them DAU. And just for our listeners, we want to know for certain that the 30,000 or so of you out there don't ever be a DAU. Don't ever let the problem love your IT staff, okay? Love them. And let them just feel appreciated and valued. Buy them lunch. Steve and I both, Steve's still in IT, but I was in IT, and it's a lame job. So, if check, make sure your keyboard's plugged in. Restart your computer before you go and pick up
restart
the phone.
Restart your computer at least once a week.
I encourage it daily. Just shut it off at night. Turn it on in the morning. You will likely never have a problem.
Yeah.
But the people, it's like, when was the last time you restarted? I don't know. I'm thinking Kwanzaa 04. Dude.
No, it's funny. And the thing is, you can always tell when the computer's restarted with the service logs. So I'm like, when's the last time? I don't know. A couple days ago. Log in. Look at the service logs. You haven't restarted in a month, dude.
So it's a computer. And same goes for your iPhones. This Tech Talk's just all free. This is all bonus stuff. Your iPhones
Tech
and things.
Tech Talk on NFL Rants and Rays.
It's a computer. People are like, well, I keep getting all these weird things. My email doesn't show up. Have you restarted the phone? How do you restart the phone? You haven't restarted your phone? At least once a week, restart your phone. It's a computer.
It is.
Dang. Okay, free agency, combine, uncapped season. The Holmgren effect.
Not much on the combine.
No, or on the uncapped season or the collective bargaining.
I do got some info there for you. If you want it, send me an email. I'll send you links that provide just amazing information on what the uncapped year means to the teams, to the players, to the owners, and how it all it's great information.
The most important thing to understand about the uncapped season is that people that would have been restricted free agents or unrestricted free agents, my bad, are now still restricted free agents.
Yes.
You go from a 4 to a 6 year.
Yes.
And that is very frustrating for a lot of guys that were expecting to cash in and finally get that big second contract. Right. Well, and that's where the money is.
Now, let's get to it. Why don't we get to let's do free agency by position. How about that? That'll get us
any way you want,
all the big that'll get us through all the big names, all the big moves. Players who are no longer with their current teams and they're not with a new team or they're still sitting around trying to find out if they're even going to play football next year. Derek Anderson. Stuff
who
like that.
Who am I? Where am I?
So let's get to free agency. Or are there some news items that you want to talk about first, like Johnson for the Jets and whether the Giants and the Jets are opening the stadium?
I love that story. I've actually got that.
All right. Let's get some NFL news out of the way. NFL news.
So New York Jets owner Woody Johnson's got a stick stuck in his craw. And let me tell you, it's not pretty.
Is it a stick?
Well, it might be. He might feel like it's a fist stuck in his craw.
It's in the craw.
So he suggested when it came to here's the issue on the table. Brand new football stadium in the Meadowlands of New Jersey.
Called Meadowlands Stadium.
No
longer Giant Stadium.
Thank goodness. So the Jets are done being shafted with that, playing in somebody else's house, especially since both teams put up pretty much half the money
that
for
is
it.
Exactly
it
what
shouldn't
happened.
Be called Giant Stadium. It should be called Bank of the West Ballpark in the Meadowlands. You see, they're in the East. Bank of the West was kind of a little joke there. Okay. So, here's a quote from Jets owner Woody Johnson. An NFL coin toss has a few fundamental elements that are missing from our situation. So it's who's going to get to kick off in this brand new, beautiful, state-of-the-art stadium in the Meadowlands.
Yeah, but my understanding is neither team was represented at the coin toss.
There's the rub. The Giants.
Oh, the Giants won the coin toss.
They don't have a problem with not being represented at
the coin toss.
Well,
they won the coin toss.
There you go, Stephen. So Woody Johnson's like, what the, So when the issue of which team would be hosting the first regular season game could not be resolved on the merits, I suggested a coin toss as the fairest way to resolve the issue. The league rejected that idea. Then I was told on Friday, this is a quote, that a coin toss had taken place at the league office and the Jets had lost. We rejected a process in which neither team was present. The league departed from our time-honored tradition and declined the opportunity to set the matter straight with a, quote, transparent process. That is an accusation to the commission shot across the bow that says, seems to me that you wanted the Giants to open the stadium on Sunday.
Well, how in
so
the
here's
world,
how they're being compensated.
How in the world would the NFL think, let's just flip a coin toss
and not have a representative,
whether we flipped one or not,
without
and not have a representative there
from each team?
From each team, yeah.
Come on,
they do that for everything. Draft picks. You know how some teams are tied.
Yes,
they have coin tosses.
And
you know
there's
what?
Somebody
there's
there.
A representative from every team there.
Woody Johnson has a very strong point. Now,
he does.
Commissioner Goodell says, "Hey guys, this is not an issue because what we've done." The Giants will open on Sunday, but on Monday Night Football, the doubleheader of opening weekend, the Jets get that one. So that's how that'll be resolved. Now
and
we
who
just
was
noticed
that on the
that
phone.
Who was that on the phone? That was Woody that Johnson, and he's still not over this.
I wouldn't be over it.
Part of a
so why do the Giants get Sunday? They're still opening the stadium.
Yeah, but Monday night. Come on, everyone knows. You know how many games are played on Sunday opening weekend? There's what? There's 12 games?
13.
Okay. And Monday, there's two. No, there's the opening game on Thursday
and
then there's two on
Monday. So there's 13 on Sunday.
Nice math work, Steven. And so part of Rants and Raves season six is that, hey now, you're now a hatter. You're a hatter.
Why?
You're hatting on me. He's hating on my poor spelling. Now, I will get there. Just a sec. I'm trying let's stay one tangent at a time.
Okay.
We did finish with Johnson.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing. I'm glad that we're finished with Johnson. That being said, Wang. Woody. He's Woody Johnson. He's got the worst of both worlds.
He is.
Anyways.
Isn't it Woody Harrelson?
Yes. In the movie, it was Woody Harrelson. Right. Which, Woody by the way, Zombieland.
Woody Johnson?
Yes, Woody Johnson. Okay. So now, Zombieland, I'm going to tangent fifth time. Zombieland is now out on DVD.
Yeah.
Freaking hilarious. Perfect doubleheader. If you want double date movie night, don't invite the girls. For the guys' night, movie night, go Shaun of the Dead first and then do Zombieland.
Okay.
Because you get the British version, which is understated and very dry humor.
Yes.
And then you get the over-the-top Woody Harrelson American version that is way in your face.
Okay.
And it's just a great combination. Yeah. So, back
I
to
just
this.
Don't like zombies.
Part of NFL.
They creep me out.
Do you ever play Zombieville on your iPhone?
No.
Now I'm on a seventh tangent. No. It's a great game. Got up to level 32. If you got higher, let me know. Part of NFL Rants and Raves Season 6, we have to permit our personal lives to flow in a little bit. So you will hear more phones going off and things like that. And that is just part of life of season six.
Yes.
Because we cannot keep it as clean as we would like. Until somebody comes up and says, here's a bunch of money. You guys can put your rest of your jobs away. We've got to let our personal lives flow in just a little bit.
Yeah, it is.
We will try and make jokes about that. Now, we were one tangent behind. What was the tangent? Oh,
I don't know.
It was the earthquake this morning.
Yes. Oh, that's
see,
right.
See, I am on tangents. 4.04 this morning.
4.4 magnitude.
4.4
at
4.04. At
4.04.
How odd.
Earthquake this morning.
Where my mom grew up.
The foundation of my house.
Well, it was just a bang.
It was a big bang, though.
It was a big bang. It wasn't
like
the
someone,
big bang. It was a
no,
big
it wasn't
bang.
The big, it was a huge bang, so much so that Atlanta comes out. It's like, what hit the house?
The earth.
I'm not sure, sweetie. I'm still investigating. You go lay down with mommy. And so I put on my robe and I walked out around the house and stuff. And, you know, nope. It was just, then I get online. I love the website.
Oh, dude. Yes.
And, you know, within 45 seconds.
Unfortunately, it took a full minute,
it
Stephen.
Took 45 seconds to a minute. It did.
It was slower than usual, but it's the U.S. Geological Survey's website.
But boom.
Then Southern California
big
map.
Big red box.
Big red box. Well, not a big red box. A medium red box.
Okay. Because if it was a big red box, then it's 7.
We're all dead.
It's not good. But it's larger than all the others that were already there.
But as Kate Hudson of Caltech points out, and my gosh, Stephen, you have no idea. This woman has been with me since I was a baby.
Really?
The same woman at Caltech who's responsible. The same woman who has been responsible for reporting on earthquakes from Caltech since I've been a child.
Oh, that's all you had to say. Reporting on earthquakes and Caltech. Okay, she's not hot.
The same woman reporting from Caltech on earthquakes since I've been a lad. She's not aged gracefully, Stephen.
Apparently, she's a lot older, too. So.
The same woman who's been reporting on earthquakes. I'm 45 since I was a child. She was a very comforting presence back in the 70s. We had a lot more earthquakes.
Yes.
And I think that they're wrong. I don't think that we're going to have a big one in the next 10 years, that there's an 80% chance. Because they've been saying that since the 60s.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened. I think that we had a moderate earthquake. And as Kate pointed out, this happens every 2 or 3 months in Southern California, yes. An earthquake of this size. Only it's seldom around where anybody lives.
Right.
There's a lot of Southern California, believe it or not, that's not populated. It's just desert and stuff. Yeah. And
there's a whole bunch of them out there.
Yeah. It's just seldom that under a populous
There's never
center.
One right in the middle of Pico Rivera,
which
right
is where my mom
dad.
Grew up. And boom, we're 20 miles from there, and it shook.
So Jeffrey... I post on Facebook.
A 4.5. That was the original estimate. Yes. Was a 4.5. I would have hated, meaning hated, because I'm a poor speller.
If you're 20 miles away, that was a 4.5. I would have hated to have been in either Heidi or Chile.
I didn't say Heidi. I don't want to be right. in Heidi.
Haiti or Chile. And so, but he spelled hated.
As I have before, H-A-T-T-E-D, hatted.
And so I called Jeff this morning saying, dude, I don't know what type of hat you were going to wear.
Was it a fedora?
But it probably wasn't going to help you if you were either in Chile or Haiti.
It was actually those old CDC helmets that you wore during nuclear drills. So that would have protected me.
It would have helped.
As a hard hat was actually what I was going to wear for being hatted.
But he hatted it.
But we're 20 miles from the epicenter, and it was only a 4.4. And everyone who doesn't understand earthquakes, and that means people who don't live in Southern California or Chile or Haiti, every point is times 2.
Okay.
So this was like... Those earthquakes were like 100 times stronger.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And this was a bang, bang on the house that woke everybody. There's very few people that I've heard that slept through it.
Yeah.
There's probably a 10-to-1 ratio.
Emma slept through it.
Sure. But she's 2.5. She's 3.
She's 3, yeah.
She's 3. But it woke up. The boy doesn't wake up. The boy was awake. I've got teenagers. If teenagers wake up, it was big.
Yeah. I woke up.
I woke up slowly, but Dee Dee woke me up more violently, shaking me like, that was a big one. I'm like, hon, that was not a big one. The fact that nothing has fallen, that was not a big one.
Right.
And, and then I turn on the TV, and she gets mad at me for turning on the TV and trying to find out some information.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back to sleep. Honey, if we just had a big one, then
going back to sleep
is not an option.
Probably not what we want to do right now.
Yeah, you want to find, because here's the deal with earthquakes. It doesn't matter what you feel. It's where was it?
Yeah.
Because, when we had, 20 feet low tides because of an earthquake in Chile.
Right.
I mean, what if this earthquake was in San Francisco?
Right.
And we felt a bang down here 500 miles to the south.
Right.
I want to know about that.
Yeah.
You need to know where the epicenter is. And if it's 20 miles away, fine. Then it's not a big deal. There's no big damage. There's a couple broken windows. No big deal. But if it's in Minnesota and you're feeling something out here, then there's a lot of people dead and I need to know about this.
Right.
So that's the earthquake story. That's ours. We're sticking to it. I managed to get back to sleep a little bit.
It was a pretty nasty bang. No, I was out because I was actually up till 1 watching Law Abiding Citizen. Intense, dude.
I saw Law Abiding Citizen.
Intense. Jamie Foxx, Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
pretty intense move. So I was up to one.
He should have called me.
And then at 4:04, boom.
That's why I was so asleep and had to be woken up hard because I went to bed so late.
But I was so out, and it still woke me.
Sure. Up.
And then you know, after I verified everything was cool, and we, you know, got on the news, checked that out, everything was cool, went back to sleep, and then I was out till about 7:45 when Trisha Trisha was like, "Hey, hon, I'm getting ready to leave, and remember, you got to take the girls to school today." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, it's my work from home day." Nice.
I think I like this job.
So there you go. That was my earthquake story. But law-abiding citizen, if you haven't seen it and you want an intense, riveting thriller, check it out.
Riveting. By the way, on the movie front, very, very happy that Hurt Locker. Man, I told you guys about it when I saw it back in the summer. And when we were in London, I saw it playing on the West Side, and I'm telling everybody, even our UK friends, go see it. It's an indie. It's hard to find. Totally got what it deserved. It was great. But this, don't necessarily... saw The Green Zone with Matt Damon.
Okay.
It was good. It's got a very strong political anti-war agenda, but it was very good, and it was very well done, and it is based largely in fact, so there's no reason for anyone to have an axe to grind with this movie. You may have a political agenda, but if it's a true story, then it's a true story. And yes, that is a conservative saying that. I'm not afraid of the truth, okay?
He's not afraid of the truth, people.
I can't handle the truth. Wait, I can. In this NFL news, we have from Yahoo Sports, Jim Mora found a new coaching gig. Yes, like that, Steven.
The coach that got ousted from Seattle?
That's right. Yes, like that. How in demand is Jim Mora? Yes, like that. He's got another job.
Well, he didn't get a job in the NFL.
No, but...
College?
No, but...
UFL?
No, but...
CFL?
No.
Europe League?
They don't have one anymore.
Yeah. High school?
Bellevue, Washington welcomes Jim Mora. Now, this is not an insignificant...
To coach the high school?
Bellevue High School in Washington, that's right. And
high school?
This is high school. Playoffs?
You
that go, was his father, yeah, by the way. Playoffs?
Playoffs?
You could just hear him with his son. High school? High school?
Dad, it's Bellevue, Washington. High school?
High school?
Don't talk to me about high school.
Dad, they broke De La Salle's 13-year, 151-game winning streak.
High school?
That's a great bit, Steve. Him talking to his dad. High school? What, are you kidding me?
Yeah. But, Dad, high school? Don't talk about high school. High school?
We really? Wish Jim well there in
All
Bellevue
the best.
High School.
We do.
It's a good
and
program. It really
I don't
is.
Think, you know, Jim got a fair shake in Seattle. 1 year, you cannot tell what a coach can bring to your organization in 1 year. I don't care who you
one
are.
1 year full of massive injuries.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
So I don't think high school?
And he's not the head coach, by the way. He's going to be involved, and this is according...
He's not even the head coach.
This is according to head coach Butch Gardenhoff, who isn't going anywhere. Jim will be involved. I don't know in what capacity
yet. He's working for a guy named Butch? High school?
It's great. He's an outstanding guy in whatever capacity we get him in, even if it's only for spring ball or summer. It's great to have him around. He's a great resource for us. So there you go.
Bellevue High School?
They're the ones that broke De La Salle's 13-year, 151-game winning streak.
All right. Okay, so real quickly, before we get on to free agency, we got to talk about Big Ben. I know that on this show, we always... Bringing up Big Ben, he's running into a motorcycle, a woman's accusing him of something, and now another woman's
just
accusing him of something.
Boy.
The circumstances reek,
never
Steven.
Meaning no harm.
Beats all you ever saw, been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, Jeffrey, this past Saturday was in Georgia to cooperate with the investigation into a recent sexual assault charge filed against him. Now, I haven't heard much about this other than the fact that he was in Georgia
Where was he in Georgia?
At a club.
Where was the club?
In some high school. I mean, not high school. No. college
University
town.
University town.
College town, yes. And apparently.
He had an entourage with him. Yes. He had other players around. He actually had security with him.
Yes. But what I've heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that woman accuses that she was in the ladies' room. And he went in and assaulted her.
Now, right? Here's, yeah, more or less, that's the
story. But what kind of assault? Like, assault could be he pinched her on the butt.
Or he
something.
Threw salt at her.
Yeah. Or he punched
that's
her.
That's a funny line. Come on. Assault? He threw salt
so,
at her?
So, I mean, we're not making light of the situation.
Not at all. However.
But there's a lot. There's. You know, there's a lot of very, you know, assaults, a sexual assault can be anywhere from he pinched her on the butt to he physically assaulted and rape.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a huge spectrum there, and that's what hasn't come out yet.
However, this is all I've got to say about this issue until we learn more. If I'm Ben Roethlisberger, and I have already been accused, falsely or rightly, I have been accused.
Yes.
And Steven, you've been accused of things in the past, correct?
Yes, I have.
Have I been accused of things in the past?
Yes, you have been.
Does that not put the onus on you to be more careful in the future
with whatever it
to
is
to avoid whatever it is
do.
You are accused
yes,
of
absolutely.
To avoid any 100%. Possible thing? This is my problem with Ben Roethlisberger right now. You're partying in a university town after you've been accused of sexual assault by a woman at a Lake Tahoe golf thing. And yes, she was probably, we don't know, but she was probably just nothing and she was just looking to grab money. But the fact is now you wear a target. Anytime you've been accused, you wear
yep.
a target.
Yep.
Steven and I both know this. We both have lived it. False accusations, but those follow you for the rest of your life. And if you even do anything that resembles that again, people go, well, maybe that first one was true.
Yeah.
And that is just the way the human nature is. And Ben, what are you doing? Why do you need to party at a university
thing, Jeffrey,
with young girls?
Over the last 3 years for this guy, motorcycle accident, now wearing a helmet.
Yeah.
Came to within inches of your life.
Literally.
Accused of sexual assault in Denver.
That was Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe. And then accused again of sexual assault in Georgia.
He's bar hopping. So, which means.
3 years, three bad instances. Would show three just horrible, horrible judgments. And whether he is innocent or not, just being in those circumstances, you can't deny that you were there. A whole bunch of people saw you.
He was literally bar hopping. He doesn't deny that. Okay?
Yeah.
He had a night of bar hopping in Central Georgia college town, ending up with a 20-year-old saying that he did bad stuff.
He missed the start of Steelers off-season workout programs yesterday, probably because he was out of town attending to legal matters. What do you do if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, though?
You know,
you got to go out and get a quarterback now in the draft?
I mean, I'm doing the math right now on how old Big Ben is.
He's a young guy.
He was born in 82, so do the math for me. He's 28.
Yeah, he's under 30. He's a young guy.
He just had his birthday. Going to guess, you know, this kind of correlates with his birthday.
28, I believe.
Dude, this was on his birthday. No, it wasn't. It was 4 days after. 4 days after his third.
Well,
his,
I've been known to extend my birthday 4 or 5
Steven
days
Steven has been
after.
Known to 5 months, actually. Let's be honest.
Extend birthdays. Hey.
And here's another just rants and raves tip for you. You know, they give free birthday desserts at restaurants.
Yes.
On your birthday, generally. You know, you have one of your friends tell them that it's your birthday, and they sing to you, which is annoying, but you get free dessert,
yes.
Which is good. And they'll do that for like a week.
Right.
So, like, go to a different restaurant each night. I'm just saying.
You know, it's my buddy's birthday.
I'm just saying.
When was his birthday? September 10th. Is all. Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. I was a little late with the is all there, but it happens. Anything else you want to say? I just think the Pittsburgh Steelers, they do.
Why are you bar hopping in a college town when you're 28 years old? That's all I got to say.
It's a good question.
And when you've already got previous things, I mean, the things that I've been accused of, I go to great lengths to avoid. Great lengths to avoid. Mm-hmm. Oy. It's called Common Sense, called Growing Up, and Ben Roethlisberger has shown a propensity for not making the best choices. Do we question his toughness? Do we question his leadership? None of that. Do we question that he is a great elite franchise quarterback?
There are some elite quarterbacks, though, that there's never been an altercation.
Oh, sure.
Peyton Manning comes to mind.
No, no one's going to accuse Peyton of anything except for watching too much film.
Joe Montana comes to mind.
I'm trying to think if there was anything with Joe because I was being the Rams guy. I was around Joe, not personally.
You tried to find stuff.
I was looking. Yeah. Same with Steve Young. I was looking.
You know, Troy Aikman comes to mind.
Yeah. No, but Steven, you cannot say, I'm going to take someone who is of a different generation. And I'm going to take those kinds of the way that you're going to handle your business off the field, and I'm going to impose that on a modern-day player.
I'm not, but there are,
Ben's a young
there
guy.
Are modern-day players.
Peyton's not a young guy. But Brett Favre
He's modern-day. He is playing right now in the league with these guys.
Look, he is 7 years in the league, and he is one of the rare exceptions where somebody came into the league very, very young, like an Alex Rodriguez in baseball at 17, and has just never left. Ken Griffey Jr. Right. at 17, 16, whatever it was. It's ridiculous. I mean, it happens only a couple times in a lifetime that a kid comes into the league, becomes an established star overnight, and that is an awful lot of responsibility.
It is. I understand
that. And it's pretty heady.
But for Ben, all I'm saying is, look, you've done some great things on the football field. The two Super Bowl wins that you have already under your belt
before the age of 30. My God.
Fantastic. But you cannot then go off the field and make these stupid decisions. They're stupid decisions.
Yeah.
Be bar hopping. Enjoy. You know what? Invite some friends over to your place. Have a caterer with a whole bunch of drinks, and then you don't got to go anywhere, and you're in the privacy of your own home.
And if you want to be a guy that Steven and I wouldn't want to have as a friend, invite a whole bunch of strippers.
Go for it.
Go crazy. But keep it in your house.
In private, where there's no situation that's going to arise.
Have security cameras on the whole scene, so when someone says that he touched me inappropriately, say, look at the film. I didn't. Yeah. Look at the film. You're not going to get anything on me because you've got the money to control your environment.
Yes.
Use that well to protect yourself.
It's when you're in a college town, bar hopping, where you just don't know what's going to
happen. You don't know what a 20-year-old girl's going to do.
Like, that's Ben Roethlisberger. I know who he
is. I heard about what happened in Lake Tahoe. I wonder if I can get a little bling.
You don't need to tell me who he is. I know that's Ben Roethlisberger. Well, plus, stupid.
He's a giant, by the way. He's 6'5", 240 pounds. I mean, when he walks in a room,
hey, Sherry, come over here. That's Ben Roethlisberger. I know who that is, Miranda. You don't have to point out Ben Roethlisberger to me.
Is Miranda a girl's name or is that your
name? That's mine. It's just she's calling me Miranda. You know?
I'm just wondering.
I don't know. Anyways.
I don't know. Moving right along.
Jamarcus Russell is in the news for apparently deciding to arrive, although late, to Raiders voluntary workouts.
These are voluntary workouts, Steven.
But still, man.
You're supposed to be like
you're Chuck E. Cheese. You lost your starting role at the end of last season. Come back and fight for it, man.
Coach says he doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So,
but then we don't even know if Coach is going to be a coach. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yeah, I can address it. It's an internal issue that we are dealing with.
Yeah. The police department's dealing with it now the charges have actually been filed.
Steven.
And that's all I'm going to say.
Hey, can you say whether you were at fault or not?
It's an internal issue that we are dealing with, and that's all I'm going to say.
Uh-huh. Is he still employed by the team?
Not going to comment on that.
You don't know whether your assistant coach is still your assistant coach or not?
People get DirecTV. Don't get cable.
Oh, man, I tell you. All right, I now want to talk a little bit about free agency, if I could.
Jim. All right.
And so let's move into...
Should we go alphabetical by first name, last name, by position? You said position.
Position would be best.
All right.
NFL free agency. 2010. Now, first of all, what I'd like to put a little information out for the people, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard over the last several weeks, once free agency started, that certain teams have placed tenders on an individual.
Now, I love tender meat.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong.
That is not what they're talking about.
Oh.
And I'd like to explain that to people if it would help them out.
Okay. Well,
you can't make oranges be peaches. It's exactly what it is. And it doesn't change. And it will never change.
All right. This year.
So you're clarifying.
As Jeffrey.
We're not going to make oranges said, peaches.
That's right. This year, as Jeffrey said a little bit earlier in the show, that free agency, you have to be a completely unrestricted free agent. And an unrestricted free agent, and that means that your contract has expired with your current team, you've been playing in the league for 6 years, you are free to go anywhere.
The word free agency means free. You're free to sign with whomever you want.
And the current team that you have
has no claim.
Can't do anything. They don't have a claim on you. They can't match the offer. You can go wherever you want.
Do they get compensation?
No compensation. You go.
They don't get picks.
You are an unrestricted free agent. That means they don't own you anymore. They've got nothing on you. They should assign you to a longer contract. You are gone. But you have to have been playing in the league for 6 years. That is unrestricted.
That's new. Because
it used to be four.
Exactly.
4 years. Only this year. And that's what I said when I began. This is only this
just
year.
Just reiterating.
Because of the uncapped season.
Right.
Now, in 2010, a restricted free agent now includes four-year veterans and five-year veterans.
Yep.
All right, Jeffrey. Now,
what is the lifespan of a player in the NFL, Steven?
It depends by position.
By position, but let's just say, running
average,
back.
I would say, average running back right now is about 6 years.
Okay, and there's about some positions that are about three.
Three or 4 years.
So
yes.
This 5-6 year is kind of a big deal.
It is huge. It is huge going from 4 to 6
All right.
years. Yes.
Continue, please.
All right. Now, a restricted free agent, now there are some
restrictions.
Things and some restrictions that your current team can do from you going out and shopping yourself around. You can still shop yourself around because you're a free agent, but you're restricted. And here's what that means. Once free agency starts, the team that owns you, let's take Miles Austin, for example, mm-hmm. is owned by the Dallas Cowboys.
Would have been
a free agent.
An unrestricted
free
agent.
That's right. He could have gone wherever he wanted.
He had 4 years in the league.
But only 4 years. He is now restricted. The Cowboys, then, what they do is they offer this player, Miles Austin in this case, a tender offer. Okay? And the tender, the higher the salary that they offer the player, the more compensation the team receives should someone else try and claim that player.
Interesting.
Now, in the case of Miles Austin, the Cowboys registered a first and third round pick tender. That's a pretty nice chunk of change.
How much?
That Miles Austin's going to be. It's first and third, and let me give you those numbers real quick.
Wow.
A player with four years, first right of refusal with a first and third, that's $3.1 million for that season.
Okay.
So they've offered him $3.1 million for the season. Somebody comes, let's say Denver comes, says, hey, we need a wide receiver. We don't know what we're going to do with Brandon Marshall. We're going to offer him a 4-year deal, blah, 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 blah. Now, the Cowboys can either A, match that deal that Denver gave him and they keep Miles Austin, or they say, yeah, we don't want to match that. He goes and becomes Denver's property, but Denver gives up a first round and a third round pick to the Dallas Cowboys. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And here's the problem I have is with the word tender.
Yes.
And it's the verb tense of tender,
yes.
Which means to present something formal or official in the form of a writing.
Yeah, it's a tender offer.
Like tendering your resignation. It is that kind of thing. So it's something
they're tendering
it is an official it's
yes.
an official document.
Yes.
Okay. That always tendering. Confused me.
Yeah, they're tendering you an official offer for X amount of dollars. And should anybody want to come and match it or give you something greater than that as a contract,
mm-hmm.
the team that owns the player can then match it, and then they keep the player, they retain the player, or they say, okay, fine, go with your new team, but that new team's got to give me however much value my tendered offer to you was.
How does one determine the value of a draft pick?
How does one determine? Well, that's tricky.
That's my problem. I don't understand. A first and a third rounder. Well, okay, you say he's worth that. But how much is that? So obviously you give that if they get him. But does that factor into the financials at all?
Not as far as the player's concerned.
No, but as far as the teams.
As far as the teams, well, the team could come and offer Miles
Austin.
Yeah,
what do they return the offer with? If we offered a first and third rounder, if they and
that,
this
no,
much
no, no,
money.
No, no, no. It's not that the team's offering it. It's not that the Broncos would come to Dallas and offer them a first and third. They have to give that up because the Cowboys have tendered a first and a third offer to Miles Austin.
But Miles Austin doesn't want draft picks. He wants money.
Well, that's right. That becomes the negotiation between Miles Austin and the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
So the Broncos come to Miles and they say, we'll give you a five-year deal worth $38 million. Miles like, good, I'm on board.
Okay.
The Cowboys then have to match that deal that Denver just gave him, and Miles accepted. Or if they let him go, the Denver Broncos then have to give the Cowboys, regardless of whether they want to or not, right, a first and a third round
because
pick.
Because that's what they tendered.
Because that's what they tendered.
Got it.
Yeah, so I just wanted to kind of clarify that for some people.
Like me?
Yeah, like you. So there you go. So that's what, whenever you hear this guy was tendered a second rounder, that means that if someone comes and steals him away, they have to give a second round pick to the
as
other
compensation.
Team. As compensation. So
get it. There you go. So that is restricted free
agency.
That is
the restricted free agency. That's right. Restricted.
And Steven dropped his poor mouse.
I did. So
I will.
No, we'll continue. Let's start with the quarterback position. It's the quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Quarterbacks. And by the way, people, there is a website out there that's run by the NFL. It's called NFLLabor.com. It has a list of all of the players that were given tenders by their current teams. It's a pretty cool website. It also has a lot of information about the uncapped year and contract tenders and, you know, players that have jumped around from team to team. Very interesting. It also has the current CBA listed there.
So point me to the Earl again, NFL.com.
NFLLabor.com.
Oh, NFL Labor, one word.
Yes, all one word.
L-A-B-O-R. I'm, again, spellingly challenged.
L-A-B-O-R, that is correct.
.com, because the other kind is to have birth.
So check it out. That is pretty.
Wow,
pretty
NFL
cool
labor news. Your source website for NFL labor information.
There you go. That's what it
They've
is.
They've even got the NFL calendar there. That's pretty cool.
Yes, they do. So we're going to start with free agency. And Jeffrey, take a look at quarterbacks.
Well, we've had an interesting situation specifically.
Now, the list of quarterbacks is extensive. So let's just keep to the big names.
All right, bring it.
All right. And I don't know if people call this a big name or not, but Derek Anderson was released by the Cleveland Browns.
Drek. You know, and I've actually got a new nickname for Derek Anderson.
Yeah,
it's not
it?
Drek. It's Drek, D-W-R-E-C-K.
Dweg?
No, it's Drek. But like D-W? A car wreck, Drek.
Oh, like Drek.
Yeah, D.
He's a car
wreck.
Well,
D-wreck.
He's such a car wreck that he decided to go to total the car on his way out the door by saying Cleveland fans are so awful they don't deserve a championship team.
Well, that's letting the door hit you in the butt on the way out, isn't it? Now, I thought it'd be interesting to talk about Cleveland as its own category because the amount of things that involve them are just so extensive.
Yeah,
Because I actually have a timeline.
Well, Brady Quinn got traded away.
This is my point. I've got a timeline
okay,
on Cleveland.
Okay, since we're on Cleveland, then that means that Jake Delhomme, quarterback of the Carolina Panthers.
Former quarterback of the Carolina Panthers.
Was released by Carolina and was picked up by Cleveland as they apparently decided to just get rid of all their quarterbacks.
They did. The Mike Holmgren effect is spreading across the south shores of Lake Erie and northern Ontario. Way more powerful than the H1N1, Stephen, is the Mike Holmgren effect.
I don't. You know what? He is putting a stamp on the Cleveland Browns. Now, whether it's a stamp to travel first class or a tramp
return to sender,
a stamp that's never going to make it. That doesn't have enough funds to get to where
return
it's going.
Return to sender,
or he's sending it to a third world country. We don't know. What kind of stamp he's putting on it?
Return to sender. Could be COD, cash on delivery.
Unpopular, I think, letting go of Brady Quinn this early in his career.
Here's the timeline. 3-8, March 8th, got Seneca Wallace from the Seahawks.
Yes. Now that's going to be great because Seneca Wallace is a quarterback slash wide receiver.
Well, now here's the dealy, Bob.
Yeah.
Mike Holmgren.
Yes.
Spent a lot of time with Seneca Wallace in Seattle.
Sure.
So there you go.
Then why make the next move?
He's a career backup.
Yes.
He's a career backup, and you got a good backup. Now, on 3-9, and mind you, I'm speaking American here, not British, so this wasn't September 3rd. 3-9 would be March 9th, okay? Brits, just fix it, okay? they released the Drek. And then 3-13, March 13th, they signed Jake Delhomme to a two-year deal. Yes. And now, if I'm just going off the top of my head, but until Peyton gets his new deal done, this will make Jake Delhomme the highest-paid quarterback next year, just total salary in the NFL at $19.7 million.
And my understanding is that when John Madden heard about that, he said,
boom!
That was a low blow, boom. My God. So Jake Delhomme, home again. Jake Delhomme, as my wife likes to call him.
Home on the range.
This guy is going to get $12.7 million from Carolina to not play for them. And he's going to get $7 million from Cleveland that like him enough that they sign him to a two-year deal.
So just under 20 mil to be bad.
To be not God. Very good.
Why? You know what?
Then the next day.
I got out of the NFL. I got out of the football.
Too soon. Then the next day on March 14th, they trade Brady Quinn to the Denver Broncos.
I guarantee you for just under $20 million.
You can suck as much as him.
Just as bad.
Throw eight
or
picks.
Or maybe a little better than Jake Delhomme.
There you go. So, Brady Quinn, his childhood dream has gone up in smoke as he's now the backup there in Denver to Kyle Orton. Now, he claims that he's going to be the guy in Denver, that he's going to take Kyle Orton's job. We'll see. It's possible. Okay.
Well,
now,
some
they're
other...
clearly looking for a new quarterback here, Stephen.
Well,
tons
they are.
Of draft picks.
But what
they
he's
have 12
done,
draft picks.
What he's done is he's brought in a Band-Aid for a year or two.
Yes, this is the thing, Stephen. So they've got 12 picks, and they can trade up from the 7th spot.
I don't want a Band-Aid for a year or two. I want to win. I want to get in the playoffs.
You do not acquire a veteran quarterback who's not very good and a veteran backup quarterback. They clearly prefer who they have now as to who they had before with Drek and Brady Quinn. They think Seneca Wallace and I'm not sure that I disagree with this, Stephen. Jake Delhomme and Seneca Wallace, Brady Quinn, and Derek Anderson. I think they have made a small upgrade at the quarterback position.
I haven't seen enough from Brady Quinn, man. They wouldn't let the dude get on the field.
Well, he wasn't very good when he was on the field.
He was okay.
So they are looking for their next quarterback in the draft. The problem is I don't see him out there, Steven. Yeah. The draft is very thin at the quarterback position this year. And they're going to build this team through the draft, and that is how you build teams. But it is really interesting. And the Mike Holmgren effect.
Other quarterbacks that were released, Jim Sorgi was released by the Colts.
I didn't know he was
still
alive.
And subsequently picked up by the New York Giants. So
Sorgi
is just destined to be a backup to a Manning. And my understanding is when he...
Nice spin.
My understanding is that when he leaves... the NFL, he's going to go work for wherever.
Archie.
No, not Archie. I was going to say Colin, their brother.
I
don't know where he works, but wherever he works,
it's somewhere
that's where Sorgi's going.
Yeah.
That's where Sorgi's going. He's going to go work there. And Chris Sims was released by Denver because,
he's Chris Sims.
And Todd Collins was released by the Washington Redskins. Some unrestricted free agent quarterbacks that were released of significance. Charlie Batch by the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm sorry, have not been released, but they haven't really found another team yet. Charlie Batch is out there. He's an unrestricted free agent.
It's not that I lost my job so much, but when I went there was this other guy doing it. I know where it is.
David Carr was with the Giants. He has now been picked up by the San Francisco 49ers. Carr is. Chad Pennington, unrestricted free agent.
Okay.
But Miami has decided to keep him.
Good.
So there you go. There's that one. And the only other name of interest would
there
be
There is no names of note
Grossman.
So far. Grossman.
Yeah. Grossman, unrestricted free agent with Houston, and is yet to sign anywhere. Now, there are a whole bunch of restricted free agents, but none really worth mentioning except
for let's not.
Maybe Charlie Fry.
Dude, I mean, we're seriously
Bruce
digging.
Gretkowski.
We're digging.
Okay.
We're digging.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Jason Campbell, quarterback for the Washington Redskins. The Redskins aren't really sure what they're doing yet at quarterback, so.
Well, they've got the coaching staff and general managers to know stuff.
To know stuff. Well, that's good.
We got permission from DC Sport Fan to go ahead and rail on the Redskins as much
as we
want.
Well, we're going to. I'm getting to it.
I was setting you up. I was teeing it up for you.
Well, let's get to running backs, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
The running backs! Man, there were a lot of running backs that were just
released.
Released.
And mind you, as outright I teased released. At the end of our last show, of the like top five quarterback or running backs of the last 3-4 years, virtually all of them were set to change teams.
Yes.
And it's gone and happened. The ones that hadn't moved yet have now moved.
Well, the three big names, LaDainian Tomlinson, Brian Westbrook, and Thomas Jones, were released by their
respective team, organizations.
LaDainian Tomlinson and Thomas Jones have found new homes. LT traveling to Minnesota first, deciding that was the place for him, and landing with the New York Jets. And then Thomas Jones landing with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Now, I must say, I like these moves.
Okay.
I believe that LaDainian Tomlinson going to New York, although it will be a very harsh culture shock, going from beautiful, sunny San Diego to, you know, crazy New York City.
Right.
That will be hard for him, laid back. I mean, because LT is clearly a Charger in every sense. Very laid back, very mellow. But the kind of system that they're running there, I believe that Norv Turner, he didn't do him a disservice, but he certainly didn't help LT and his career gracefully.
Not because
they became Phillip Rivers' team, where before they were LaDainian's team. They went from running the ball first to running the ball, I guess, sometimes.
Yeah.
And they went away from that
but
power
Jeffrey,
running attack.
With clearly how Sean Green performed at the end of the season, especially in the playoffs for the Jets, LT is not going to be the guy.
And he's okay with that. He is going to get 14 carries. For fantasy folks, it's going to be a nightmare.
Yes, it is.
Because LT is going to vulture the touchdown carries and those nickel situations, those second and long, third long situations, is when you're going to be more apt to see LT in there and goal line carries. So he's going to end up with 14 carries a game or something, which is perfect for his age, and he seems to have accepted that. But they are a run-first-oriented offense, clearly. And that is something that will be a tremendous relief to LT, where, look, run is not even in the playbook in San Diego anymore. And it's been frustrating for him. It's been clearly frustrating. So I'm happy for him. I hope it works out great for him.
All right. The other big name there, Brian Westbrook, still searching. I think a lot of teams are going to be...
They are going to wait a long time.
Yeah.
I believe we'll be deep into training camp before somebody's going to lose a significant running back. Someone's going to lose significant running back, and they're going to then have to roll the dice on Brian Westbrook. Simply, not because of his talent, but because of his injuries. And his injuries, they know that he is one tackle away from being done and hanging it up and being retired from the league. And so you need some solidification? You need to be solidified at that position at the running back.
Right.
So it's going to take an injury, from my perspective, to take a chance on Brian Westbrook.
Okay.
And then Thomas Jones going to the Chiefs. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's good for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Except that he probably only has three years left in the tank.
Yeah.
But if they can get two strong years out of him, they will definitely be able to develop like a Jamal Charles behind him, and they'll have a two-headed monster with Jamal Charles and Thomas Jones. So the Kansas City Chiefs obviously doing
what they can
in the offseason. The unrestricted free agents of note, and this is where the Washington Redskins come to play, they released both Liddell, Betts, and Rod Cartwright from their roster. Just outright gave them their release. And that,
bye-bye.
That means that they needed to bring in a running back to help Clint Portis out. And they went after unrestricted free agent Grandmama.
Larry Johnson just won't go away. Just won't go away.
Now, here's my thought on that, Jeffrey. Dan Snyder was so enthralled by the fact that he won the Ravy for worst move of the year that he figured he needed to step up to the plate to win it a second consecutive season. And he's like, you know how I do that?
You go, girl.
You go after Grandmama.
That's right.
Larry, what is Larry Johnson going to bring to the table for the Washington Redskins?
A game or two. He always seems to just
for like one game
Jones up for a game
he
or two.
He can rush for 150 yards and a couple touchdowns.
And then he takes the rest of the season off. Now, Steven, you, again, in the department of the Department of Unkept Promises, you were going to send the leagues their little awards. How'd that go?
Wow.
Not trying to throw you under a bus.
Season one, under a bus, man.
Noted.
Season six, episode one, under a bus. Steven goes 105.
All right.
08. I'm gonna definitely need to know that to play.
I'm just
later.
Saying that you know you were so confident. It was
I
such
really
a fun
wanted
idea.
To. I really wanted to.
Ah, so wanting is similar to doing. Now we're gonna do a high school SAT test. Wanting is to doing as trees are to blank. You fill in the blank. Let's see how good you do on your SATs.
Wanting is to doing
as trees
as
are
trees
to.
Are to that doesn't even make sense.
That was the point of those correlation ones. I don't get them at all, Steven. Mulching, burning, dying, growing. I don't know. What are you doing?
Usually the two words make sense together.
That's
wanting and doing don't make any sense together.
Wanting and not doing.
That's something different.
Wanting and not doing as tree is to.
No leaves.
Well, it could be fall. I mean, and happy first day of spring on Saturday to people.
Oh, and did you spring forward?
Oh, properly? Dude, what a rough night.
Yeah, that was tough.
I was sitting there in church Sunday morning. Okay, because this is when I thought I was sitting by Steve Mariucci.
Yes, yes.
I took a photo in church.
You were pretty excited about that.
I was totally stoked about it.
I was like, somehow I don't see Mooch going to Lake Avenue Church.
Why not?
He doesn't.
All the guys live in the area, right? And most of it, look, you work in the West Side, so you either live in Santa Monica or you're going to live in La Cañada, right?
Right.
That's generally where people live.
Okay.
And so our church draws heavily from the entire San Gabriel Valley. So we got people from Arcadia, La Cañada, La Crescenta. We got Pasadena, Glendale.
Wasn't Mooch.
It wasn't. And it wasn't until we got face to face. I was so bummed. So I snap a photo of him. And I texted over to Steven. I'm like, I think, dude, he wasn't wearing socks. Yeah. He had the hair down. I mean, it was kind of gray on the side and slick back. And he was just wearing the loose, blousy shirt. It looked like Mooch. And he had the sunglasses hanging on the Bible and the pew rack in front of him. It looked like the way that Mooch would hang in his time off. Just relaxed and chilled. And he had a pretty lady with him, you know, and it was like, this just looks like Mooch. And so after church, found out it wasn't. Anyways, how did we get there? Because spring forward, did I spring forward?
Yeah, spring forward?
I was afraid to close my eyes for prayer or for worshiping because I might fall asleep.
Yeah.
I was dying.
Now add this to the mix. It was spring forward, and I had to get up with them in the morning.
Nice.
Fortunately, girl slept till 8.
Yes, well, she should. Yeah, 7 for her.
7 for her. So
she don't know about the clock changes at
she
3 years old.
But she slept till 7, which was 8, and I was
man,
I was cool
all
with
the kids getting the kids up for church. It was like, oh my, you gotta be kidding me. Oh,
it hurts.
It's a grind.
It hurts. And we'd
stayed up late the night before.
Oh, see, you can't do that, man.
I went and saw the Green Zone, man. It's cool.
The Minnesota Vikings need some running back help as they let one running back go.
Adrian Peterson?
No,
I didn't think
so. They decided to keep that
one. I didn't think so.
They decided to keep that one.
Chester Taylor. Yeah, that was my next guess.
A Chicago Bear.
Well, good for him.
He's with the Bears. And that pretty much
means
leaves,
Matt Forte.
And that means that the wrong Adrian Peterson that was currently with the Chicago Bears
right.
is now out of a job.
Yeah, pretty much. And Forte, it's time to become a Forte and not a Pianissimo.
Okay? Well, Forte will stay with the Bears.
Right.
But you're right.
You better Forte up because you better live up to your namesake. Otherwise, you're going to get
last
passed.
Year, he was Pianississimo.
Yeah, exactly. And look, Chester Taylor, he wants to be the back.
He does.
He wants it badly, and he's going to go in there and push you hard.
Now, the only other running back out there of note that you know, I don't know what Miami's doing, is Ronnie Brown.
Yeah.
Now, he is a restricted free agent, so, you know, the Dolphins have right of first refusal and all that good stuff. But why not? What? You don't like what this guy has done? Now, he has been injured from time to time, but you don't like what this guy does to you when he is on the football field? You wouldn't sign him up again for
I would
another three,
he's 4 years?
He's
rather flexible guy. He does a lot of things for you.
Yeah. All right. Any other running backs that you want to talk about?
No, actually.
Yeah. What about Jamal Lewis? Poor guy just got released.
I know. That was weird.
Cleveland just said, we don't need you anymore.
But again, these are the South Shores
these are
of Lake Erie.
Days of our lives?
These are the Mike Holmgren era.
All right, wide receivers, Jeffrey, and at the wide receiver position.
Where are you getting all these from? You're working off a list somewhere.
I have
NFL
I have
labor
a
news.
List.
Come on, where is it?
I'm
just
on.
Tell me where to click.
NFL.com/free agency.
Oh, no, he's somewhere else. NFL.com/free agency. Whack-a-mole. There we go.
And right now, I'm at the by position. There's a little
by position. I click it. There we
and
go.
Then click
and
wide,
the
receiver.
Wide receivers. There we go.
And then I
Miles
sorted
Austin.
My sort status.
Ah,
sort
by
status.
Status.
So that released first.
Restricted. Nice. Dude. I can play along.
You can. I'm sorry. I thought you knew how to play
Lavernius along. Coles.
Yeah.
There's somebody that's not bad.
Cincinnati said, see ya.
Because we are so deep at wide receiver. Oh, wait. We're not.
Well.
Tells you what they think of him.
Cincinnati was looking at T.O. But instead, they decided on Antonio Bryant.
There you go.
So that's why they said so long to the Vernius Colts.
I still think that it wouldn't hurt them to be three deep at wide receiver and give Carson Palmer some real threats.
I agree with you. I agree with you. Torrey Holt released by the Jags. No surprise there. But the big surprise.
Shouldn't he hang it up, Steven?
Washington releasing Antoine Randall L. And he returns to Pittsburgh.
There you go. Eventually, all things flow into one and a river runs through it.
In Pittsburgh.
The circle of life.
Oakland finally just admitted their mistake with Javon Walker and released him. So they can every once in a while, although it probably takes them a season or
a
two
longer.
Too long. They do get it right.
Now, Steven,
yes,
are we to read anything into Antoine Randall L's quarterback capabilities and Charlie Batch being shown the door and Ben Roethlisberger's current legal situation?
No, he's not. He is.
His
not
days
NFL
as a quarterback,
quarterback
are done.
Yeah, he's not.
He's
NFL
still a trickster quarterback,
yes.
But that's it. I'm just trying to play connect
the
dots.
He's back to be a wide receiver, third down, tricky play.
Okay.
That's him. Yeah,
very
that's
good.
That's his style. Yeah.
Now, you stepped right
the,
over.
The Redskins never knew how to
implement
use
him. Nobody
him.
Does. He yeah. is a fantasy. He's a guy that everybody takes in the 12th round fantasy football, and he sits on their bench all year. And then he'll get that 20-point week, and he'll be like, oh, I should have started. No, you should never have drafted him.
Yeah, exactly. What is he even doing on your bench taking up space?
Seriously. Now, I asked you about Torrey Holt, if it's time for him to hang it up. 11 seasons in the league. He was productive with the Jags.
And I think he's got another year or two in him.
I do too, Steven. He's old. He's older than old. But I still don't think he's done.
If he wants to play, I'm sure someone will snatch him up for another year or two.
All right. Now,
I don't think so.
Let's blow through restricted free agents.
Obviously, I talked earlier about Miles Austin being restricted free agent with the Dallas Cowboys.
Look at this restricted list, Steven. 4 years in the league, 4 years in the league, 4 years in the league, 5 years in the league, 5 years in the league, 5 years in the league, 4 years in the league, 4 years. Do you hear a pattern here? That this uncapped season is meaning a lot of heartache for a lot
of
guys.
Yeah.
We got Braylon Edwards. We got Malcolm Floyd. These are all decent wide receivers. Sam Hurd.
Vincent Jackson. Heard of him?
How about Steve Breston? Has anyone heard of him?
Heard of him?
My gosh. These are guys that were looking to get rich. Wow, that is disappointing. That is a deep, deep list. Anybody else? Jeremy Urban, not so much.
And I think the only Jeremy Urban did get picked up by Kansas City. I think he only had a third.
Yeah, he's with Kansas City now.
And I think
nobody. Well, no, Brian Clark, Detroit signed.
Yeah, but
that's irrelevant.
It was like he was like a fifth stringer for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, he's nobody. Hank basket catch.
Yeah, Hank basket. He's a basket catch.
Yep,
he didn't do anything.
He catch a few balls. He catch a cold.
Any other? Real quickly before we move on to the position, Jeffrey, what do you feel about Brandon Marshall and the fact that maybe Pete Carroll was interested in bringing
Brandon said that this would be
him?
Kept hush-hush and it wouldn't be brought out in the public, wouldn't he and I?
Mm, okay.
Oh, you're not talking about that, are you?
No.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Brandon Marshall and apparently Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks were interested, but they didn't know if they wanted to pay, give up the draft picks that they were looking for, that Denver's looking for, if they give up, Brandon Marshall.
Here's my thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how many draft picks are they talking about and how deep are we going.
I think Brandon got a first and third. Tender.
First and third. I think that's fine.
I would.
Here's the deal.
I would snag him.
I would too.
There's not a wide receiver in the first
this
round.
This is my point.
That is going to give you Brandon Marshall.
Steven, when you're talking draft picks versus proven elite wide receivers.
Commodities, yes.
This is a no-brainer. This is a no-brainer. You do it. You upgrade your team immediately. And you possibly extend Matt Hasselbeck's career, which...
Frozen orange concentrate. Is that what they sell on the commodities market?
You're back in trading places? There, how's that for a pull,
how
huh?
How did you pull that one?
Because I just love that movie. Jamie Lee Curtis, she's the best.
And frozen concentrate orange juice.
And, man, oh my gosh, Eddie Murphy...
It was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
I like when Dan Aykroyd's wearing the gorilla suit.
Yes.
That is the best. Yes. He's locked in the cage with the other gorilla.
No, that's the bad guy.
I thought Aykroyd was wearing it.
Aykroyd was, but then they put it on him.
Okay, so Aykroyd was wearing it at one point. No. Danny Aykroyd.
Actually, Aykroyd never was wearing it.
All right. Dan Aykroyd is now naked. We're starting rumors.
No, he was the dude with the dreads. He got blackface.
Yeah,
he was beef jerky time.
Beef jerky time. Danny Aykroyd. Man, I love him.
Oh, that's good.
Driving Miss Daisy. Go see it if you've never seen it and you're a young one.
All right, let's look at some tight ends.
Try to drive you to the stall. That's my Morgan Freeman there.
Okay.
Try to drive you to the Piggly Wiggly.
I guess really the only big name that was released.
Did
was
we move on to positions?
Yeah, tight end.
Tight end. Okay. Yeah, I just had to click.
Chris Baker was released by the New England Patriots, and he was subsequently picked up by Seattle. That's about it. There's some restricted free agents and some unrestricted free agents.
I think it's interesting that Cleveland released Steve Hyten. I mean, I know he's getting older, but he made some big plays for them.
He's old.
And then Owen.
Get into his 12th season.
Owen Daniels is going to be one to keep your eye on because with that injury thing that he's got going on, I think that's part of the reason that Houston has him as a restricted free agent.
Right.
They want to see how that's going to play out. Anthony Fasano there in Miami is a big name to keep your eye on. But.
What about Tony Scheffler?
Tony Scheffler. I like Tony
Scheffler. Denver is, he's there.
Bo Scaife, dude.
Scaife-y.
I like Bo Scaife.
I'm pretty sure that he will remain
He'll stay with
Titan.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking at the list, I don't see Algie Crumpler's out there. He's getting older, but he's still.
Yeah, but he's, yeah, I think he's done.
Yeah. A little
and
slippery
then,
now.
The New England Patriots also lost tight end Benjamin Watson. Watson, who was an unrestricted free agent, he went to Cleveland.
Elementary, so. My dear Watson.
Yes, it was. Well, did you see the new Sherlock Holmes, by the
yes,
way?
Yes, I did. Overproduced, but it was entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
But it was overproduced. I'm a big Arthur Conan Doyle guy, read all the Sherlock Holmes stories. so I'm a bit of a prude. Yeah, I never saw him as a real kick-ass kind of guy.
He was a pretty kick-ass dude.
No, he wasn't. Did you read the books?
No.
Okay, there you go. So but
I saw the young Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, well, that's the same as reading the novels.
And the young Sherlock Holmes was a pretty kick-ass dude, too.
I'm just saying, pick up a book. It's good. I remember, people read.
You
would
buy me a Kindle
read.
For Christmas.
And aren't you happy because you're going to get an iPad now?
I'm not getting an iPad.
I have not put my name on because the list. I'm going to wait 3 weeks.
I can get a Kindle and get G3 service without having to sign a contract.
There is no contract with the iPad.
Says who?
Oh, says Steve Jobs. Oh, now what? What do you think of me now? Oh.
Then how come doing the it's more expensive to get one with
$130
G3
to get
not?
The 3G card? And that's going to give you your true GPS capabilities and things like that that are totally tricked out and cool. And trust me, you have the new iPhone. The GPS stuff is phenomenal. The fact that I could park my car, put a little pin, get lost, and then go tap the little compass thing, and it zooms around, and I find my car. It's amazing. All right. That's it for the biggies. So, Steven.
Can we head to offensive line?
We can go offensive line, or we can just go big picture and say, Steven, how would you rank these big free agency moves?
Well, time to wrap up the free agency.
That's what I'm saying. So here we got Julius Peppers.
Peppers.
Jake DeLome. Thomas Jones. LT. Carlos Dansby. Antonio Cromartie.
Yeah.
Anquan Boldin.
Boldin to the Ravens. We didn't even talk about that.
This is my point. I'm trying to just kind of reel us in. And Antrell Roll. Those are, to me, the biggest names out there of the free agency.
Where'd he go to? Giants?
So tell the people what I did. Okay. Tell people
Jeff
what I did.
Just shrugs his shoulders.
That was my way of saying, gee, I was hoping you knew. Because I'm not going to say I don't know out loud.
And Traoro went to the Giants.
Okay.
And I look at Jeffrey. Where'd he go to? Giants? And he just shrugged his shoulders like,
got me.
I don't know.
Got me.
I just know he's a big name, and so I said his name.
Damn straight. And I'm trying to get us to.
But come on. Trying to for get someone us to who hasn't been doing any football research or anything.
I really haven't.
I pulled the Giants out of my butt and
dude,
nailed
that
it.
Was amazing. But you realize I have 2 weeks worth of NFL Total Access just sitting on the DVR because waiting for you to decide if we were going to have season 6.
Man, how many times am I getting thrown under the bus today?
No, I'm not. This is no throwing under the bus, Steven. This
waiting
is just
for you to decide.
Well, I needed to know, am I all in or not? Because, you know, I don't do anything half buttocksed.
Okay.
I do everything full buttocksed.
Yes, yes.
And so I really have been on break from the NFL. I have been on a break. And Steven will call me occasionally and say, so-and-so's gone and Thomas Jones gone for the Jets. I'm like, huh, didn't know that. And I really don't know. I've been so just on vacation from the NFL. Yeah. I've taken a full vacation.
We were on a break.
We were on a break. So, maybe we should just wrap with a nice feel-good story. What do you think?
Feel-good story already?
I don't know, maybe.
But you didn't even talk about Tim Tebow Love Fest. The Combine. That's what the Combine turned into.
Well, it did.
Do we want to turn
the
into
same
the
time, we didn't talk about the Combine at all.
2010 Combine with the Tim Tebow Love Fest?
I don't even know. I've also got the Combine all recorded
so
on my DVR.
So you didn't even see any of the Tim Tebow Love Fest?
No.
That's what the show should be called.
Really? All of NFL Networks was all Tim Tebow all the time?
It shouldn't be called
just like
NFL
Fox Sports
Combine.
News should really be English Premier League Sports News with a little bit of Steven and Jeff once a week.
You're right.
And occasionally darts and bowling and cricket and rugby.
It was the Tim Tebow Love Fest.
Didn't know that.
See,
I have to go back and watch all this stuff now.
The NFL 2010, NFL Combine. It should be 2010 Tim Tebow Love Fest.
Well, did they do the regular? It's the path to the draft.
Yeah, they did do that.
Tim Tebow, a kid born in Florida. Raised.
Who almost was never going to be born. But then his mom said, screw you. I'm
going to have. Well, she screwed
I'm
someone.
Keeping my baby.
Keeping my baby.
I'm going to keep my baby.
And then he's going to be a really big
Papa
shot.
Don't preach. I'm sorry. How did I get to Madonna?
You always get to Madonna.
Well, don't get me started on that. Anyways.
All right. So the feel good story. We didn't talk combine, so we're not going to talk combine yet.
All right. Feel good story. We got 4 minutes.
Feel good story. New England Patriots defensive end Ty Warren.
Wait a minute. You can't end a feel-good story with a New England Patriot.
I am proving a point.
What's the point you're proving?
We don't just hate the Patriots.
Okay, we don't.
We mostly do.
This is a good story.
We mostly hate the Patriots. Let's just be clear about that.
It is a happy, good feel story.
Ty Warren foregoing $250,000.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
In off-season workout bonuses because, quote, no amount of money is worth having my kids see their father without a college degree.
Okay.
And he sees a possible lockout in 2011, and it has him thinking about his life after his playing days. And so the Patriots opened voluntary offseason program Monday, but the 29-year-old Warren was home in Bryan, Texas, with his wife, Keisha, and their three kids, Brianna, Briella, and Bailey. And he wants his kids to put education as a priority, and he's going to get his degree, and he's due to walk this spring. And he's got a degree coming up in agriculture and leadership and development. And when he's done playing, he wants to work with young people. And I think that is just that's an awesome story.
Well, good for him. Good
finish
for
your degree. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And turning down a lot of bling.
There's a lot of players who have gone back, who have entered the NFL.
There are.
And have gone back. And
I think that their stories need to be told because those are great stories.
Well, and we'll leave you guys on this note. That is something new that we will be doing or we will be trying to
attempting.
Do.
No promises.
Every show.
That should be our promise for season six.
What?
No freaking promises. We promise you that.
We promise
nothing.
We
will try stuff.
We promise nothing.
Guarantee nothing. But we will try to end each show with a
positive
nice human
note.
Interest story.
Yes. Let's call it NFL Rants and Raves.
Feel good moment. I like and we feel should have some
moment.
Old pixie dust music.
Not feel good.
Yeah,
moments.
No, it's got to be sappy.
Not the feel good moment.
Yeah.
Please inundate Jeffrey's mailbox with emails, letting him know
that it should not
be called the feel good moment.
Come up with the name. Let me know.
Yes.
You don't have to be a show. And can I suggest something out, just out of the blue?
Yes.
I would like us to take our. Now, we don't have many of the. There's a lot of weeks from us on Sky Sports News that we don't have. Because of one week we didn't have audio, one week we didn't have video. Now, we should merge those together and see what it looks like. The one where we only have audio and the one where we only have video and see what that looks like. Anyways, could we, for our the homepage on our website, take our best week and just put it up there for everybody? I think that'd be really cool.
Okay, we can do
and
that.
I don't think it'd be bad for our career either if we actually had us there. So it could serve two purposes.
I could
those who can't be show
do.
Donors... But you won't promise it.
I'm not promising. You see,
I
could do whatever,
you want me to do.
I'm not promising
it's
anything.
It's almost a promise, though. It's practically a promise. I just think it'd be really cool for us to have just kind of our best week up there, one of our best weeks up there that we have.
Unfortunately, I thought the best week was the week I wore the cream suit, but we don't have that one.
Well, I think the people are spared from, you know, and again, a shout out to Brian at PAC TV LA
for lighting
a black man wearing a cream colored suit.
He pulled it off.
That was a lighting fiasco.
Rob on the other end overseas was like, that's amazing suit.
And you're like, no, it really goes to Brian for not making Steven disappear into a shadow or making the suit turn into a giant flashlight.
Oh, gosh, that was great.
So
it was a great week.
If we could find a good one and put it up on the homepage, then everybody gets to see. And if you can't be a show donor, you're not completely left in the dark. You get to see us do the team thing, which is kind of fun.
There you go.
So we'll try and do that. At this point, we'll try and do that. We're going to quote Brett Favre.
So we're going to probably try and get back onto a normal
schedule.
And
if we get irregular, we're going to just run to the grocery store and get some Metamucil.
Talk about the logistics of the studio and stuff like that.
Look, I'm not – what are you going to do with the helmets? Those are mounted on the wall.
They're beautiful.
I know. There's holes in my wall. You going to come patch the holes and repaint?
I didn't tell you to put the helmets up.
We have 30 helmets, Steven. Where do you put them? They were in a pile here, and they were falling all over the place.
In a closet? I don't know.
They get all scratched up. They actually scratch kind of easily.
So I got it because you decided to make these very
to
nice
mount them
shelves,
and make them beautiful and make our studio even more pretty.
Yes, the studio.
With the on-air sign.
Which is great.
With our little
Steve Smith. But we have had
Steve
instances
Smith.
Where the studio has moved over to my house.
Yes, we have.
And it may have to again.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay,
but just make it pretty.
So don't you know? I don't have. I'm not going to put the shelves up.
No, if we move the studio, the green chair is going to the dump. You can take it to your house if you want.
Are you kidding me? I love this chair.
It was my grandfather's chair, and you're welcome to have it.
I'm bringing it with me.
Claude's chair. And this is turning back into a beautiful little Bible study sitting area.
Well,
okay,
that's great.
I know.
I'm sure Dee Dee would love it.
She would.
There you go.
I'm just saying. We got to make it work. We got to make it acoustically good.
All right. There you have it. Season 6.
We're
we
supposed to end
back.
With a feel good, and we end in an argument.
No, we don't. It was a feel good story with the dude from New England.
You're still arguing with me. Damn.
This has been Stephen Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
Really?
Seriously? Really?
For NFL Rants and Raves.
Bye.
Jeffrey, will you play the music?
Yes, I will.
Play the music!
I will play the music. And everybody who's still listening, give yourself a hand.